Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, my friends. Great to have you all with us today. Whether you're listening in the morning or in the evening replay, it's an honor to have every one of you in the audience today. Folks, the fox is guarding the hen house. What am I talking about? Well, the earth-shattering news that Kate Brown's hiring of an independent public records advocate, well, she had to resign, and it's how she resigned, and the lies that Kate Brown, well, continues to foster are exposed in her resignation letter. And none other than the uber-liberal Oregonian, well, they get into it. Now, this is important because the governor throws her staff under the bus. There's no honor amongst thieves, are there? So when I say the fox guarding the hen house, the supposedly independent public records advocate created by the legislature and quoted in the story, legislators saying, yes, they are to be independent. The governor says, the governor's staff, no, not so fast. We want them to actually have to check with us, to slow down, not be so aggressive, and to check with us first before you take a public stand or release anything. Huh? How is that independent? Friends, I'm telling you, this could not come at a worse time from Kate's perspective with both of these recall petitions out there. But it certainly comes at the best time if you're in favor of recalling Kate Brown. You see, this is more than just the fox guarding the hen house, folks. It's much more. We'll get into all of that today. Welcome to Political Coffee. I'm your host, former State Representative Jeff Krupp. And yes, I did serve with Kate Brown for 8 years. And this is the Kate Brown we know and love, folks. And she lies through her teeth in a released statement about the resignation here. And in fact, it's provable. And the Oregonian story basically calls her out as lying. Okay. So what's it matter? We'll get into all of that today. Plus, also want to talk with you. This is interesting. Oregon is joining every other state. Well, almost every other state. There's 40 states. I predict to you there will be 50 states ultimately engaging in this Google antitrust investigation. Oregon's a part of that now. Ellen Rosenblum once again woke up from her nap for somebody in her office to say, you know what, we better get on the bandwagon here. Now, again, we talk about social media and its impact in our lives. Well, it's not just having an impact in our lives, friends. And I tell you about, now today, I have been, remember I've been telling you folks about how I spend a little time in prayer, and in that particular time in prayer, if I mention a particular person's name, all of a sudden, my iPads wake up in my iPhone because they're listening to me. Now, I don't like that. So I won't have one of those assistants in my home. Well, some of that is the marketplace. Us just, again, turning over culturally our lives to these, well, to technology and to social media. And that's what's really driving all of this. And we'll get in, and we'll move from technology into the responses that some of you have sent me by email, by the way. About yesterday, and talking about the unions and their initiative here in Oregon to limit the number of self-checkout stands at these, by the way, about Fred Meyer and its unions at odds over temporary replacement workers. All of this whole business about using technology to, and robotics is what it amounts to. Well, it stirred a little bit of a, stirred some of you to write me yesterday. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And of course, phone calls always, because I value what you think about these issues. Phone calls always to 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589. So, trust in our leaders, elected leaders, in our form of government is paramount. I mean, it's absolutely paramount here, folks. So the Oregonian, I became aware of this last night when I started seeing Twitter texts about these things, not texts, Twitter feed posts about it. Yeah, Bill Post, among them and others, this is a big deal. The headline of the Oregonian is this: Oregon public records advocate resigns, accuses Governor Kate Brown's staff of inappropriate pressure. That's not what's happening here. It's more than inappropriate pressure, folks. This is Queen Kate for who she is. Remember that revenge comment, which she backed away from, didn't do the vetoing of Republican pork because they came back and voted through things because they embarrassed her? The revenge comment about her vetoing Democrat senators' priorities because they wouldn't go on board with the cap and tax scam. She backed away from all of that because it turns out that those of us who thought, and I'm going to give kudos here both to Michael Cross at Flush Down Kate Brown, and I'm going to give kudos to Bill Currier and the Oregon Republican Party for their recall, which is katebrownrecall.com. KateBrownRecall.com. You can sign it all online. I'm going to give kudos to them because had they not done that, Kate would have been enacted her revenge. Because somebody convinced her, you know what, Governor? You probably shouldn't say things like that when there's, according to what Bill Currier told us at the Executive Club, 18% of all the signatures of the people that are signing Kate Brown recall, at least on the Oregon Republican Party. I don't know about Michael Cross, but I do know about Oregon Republican Party. Because Representative Mike Nierman is tracking this. 18% of them are Democrats. So, Governor Brown, maybe you ought not give any more of these Democrats that are already a little skittish about you, you ought not give them any reasons to actually go ahead and sign a recall petition. Because you know, Governor, that little old poll done by the liberal group, the big poll that we talked about 3 weeks ago, that you're almost dead last in popularity in the country for being a governor, maybe you just ought to back off a little bit. This story only makes it worse. Now, don't take my word for it. What do I mean by making it worse? Again, it couldn't come at a worse time if you're Kate Brown. And no matter what kind of a happy face she tries to put on it, this is a big deal. Don't take my word for it. Read the reader's comments in the Oregonian story. And if you want to see all this, folks, go to OregonWatchdog.com. It's one of the top stories today. Read some of the liberal Democrat comments. Now, how much of this stuff do you have to do? This is the question I want to ask you. If you know people, and we're going to get into this today, because this, you cannot get any deeper than trust between human beings. Now, we want to trust our elected leaders, don't we? Sure we do. Now, the higher the office, the greater the pressures are for you to walk away from your values and your principles. I can tell you this from personal experience, having served 8 years in the House of Representatives. I really reached a turning point, and I said to, and many of you have heard me say this in individual speeches, but I'm going to say it now because I think it's important. My former wife, Peggy Sue, you know, when we decided to run for office in 1998, I said to her, promise me this. If I ever start sounding like the people that I rail against on TV, the politicians, tell me it's time to get out. You know what? Those pressures that I'm talking about, Yep, they started getting to me. In about in my fourth year, she said to me one day, "You're starting to sound like those people. Remember you asked me to tell you? Well, you're starting to sound like them. The same people that you don't like, you used to yell at on the television because you didn't believe them. You're starting to sound like them because you're starting to compromise." You know, and it really cut me. It was an A2 Brute kind of moment. It really was. You know, I had a choice to make. I was either going to go on the next election, higher office machine, which you have to start compromising on things, or I was going to stand up for what I really believe and the whole reasons I ran for office to begin with. I needed to make a decision. And everybody who's in this business of politics, whether you're in the Salem City Council, I've got a great email about that from one of our listeners today, or you're going to Cape Brown, got emails about that, or you're just elected officials making decisions that lead to this robotics discussion we had yesterday based on self-checkout stands at grocery stores, okay? You need to stand for what you believe. I have a lot more, I don't know about you, but I have a lot more respect for leftists in the Oregon legislature that I know are committed leftists, that are not going to put their finger in the wind and determine which direction they need to go to get reelected. They're committed leftists. I have a lot more respect for them than I do Kate Brown and some Republicans, to be honest with you, who do put their finger in the wind. Be true to who you are. You know that in your life, friends. And that's why this issue of trust is so important. And kudos to this Ginger McCall, hired by Governor Kate Brown to be this public records advocate. She resigns. Because it's not just inappropriate pressure. From one of her, Governor Kate Brown's lawyers, who Kate Brown just appointed to the Oregon Court of Appeals. Now think about that for a moment. Because as this story unfolds, and we'll get into it here, but here's the question I want you to ask your, not only yourself, but to think about how you could use in conversations with other people. If you can't trust your elected leaders because they say one thing and then do another and then lie about it, at what point do you say, "I've had enough. I'm going to vote differently. I'm going to do things differently"? What point? What's your breaking point? I want you to think about that. What do you think is your breaking point? What do you think other people's breaking point is? It's an interesting question, isn't it? We all have it, don't we? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. All of this and more, your phone calls when we come back. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. So trust with your elected officials is, I mean, I believe in our form of government anyway, it's just as important as trust with your spouse. Is it not? You know, what we in America, you know what's so unique about America is our form of government is a democratic republic. It's representative democracy. We are not a democracy. We're a republic. It's a form of democracy, but we're a republic where the rights of the minority are guaranteed through the rule of law. to not be trampled by the tyranny of the majority. And this story about Kate Brown's public records advocate resigning because the governor's staff, which is, folks, you know as well as I do, attitude comes from the top down, doesn't it? Leadership comes from the top down. You know it in your home. You know it in your workplace. You know it in your civic organizations, at church, all of it. So if the governor's staff, two members of the governor's staff, both lawyers, are not just engaging in inappropriate pressure, but basically telling this supposedly independent, at least created by the legislature, stated in legislative committee hearings, which the Oregonian article today, again, you can find on OregonWatchdog.com, they literally quote from legislators, it's supposed to be independent, right? Because Democrats knew that the whole corruption of John Kitzhaber and the first girlfriend, yeah, it really damaged them. So they had to do this, engage in some smoke and mirrors. And that's what this public advocate thing was. And this whole story about this only tells you that Kate Brown viewed this as an, well, just smoke and mirrors, as an unnecessary inconvenience to her. Because her attitude is what was revealed in her words, the revenge comment. That's her attitude. That's who she is. And that attitude came down to these two staffers, both lawyers, who basically told the public records advocate, you work at the pleasure of the governor. What they told her, you're not independent. You're going to do what we tell you to do. And before you release anything, you got to run it by us first, because you can't make the governor look bad. Now, those are not the actual words they said, but that's the message they conveyed, folks. That comes from Kate Brown through those two lawyers to this person. Because, you see, when I opened the show, when I said the fox is guarding the hen house, that's exactly what it is. Kate Brown. So I tweeted about this, by the way, when I saw this last night. I tweeted about it as not as Jeff Krupp, but I am at Jeff Krupp. You can find me on Twitter. But I tweeted about it as Oregon Capital Watch Foundation, which is the nonprofit that I run. And I said, Kate runs a tight ship. Yeah, she does. She rules with an iron fist, folks. Believe me, she does. This story only reinforces it. Now, what's interesting, that her own office, through her own lawyer, Emily Matisar, is a lady I've had some experience with, especially in my public records request from the governor's office over times, some of which made Forbes magazine. Interesting how that happens. But the reality is she threw her lawyers, both of these people, one of whom she has just appointed, Kate Brown is appointed to the Oregon Court of Appeals, threw them under the bus in this article. She blames them. I also said, there's no honor amongst thieves, is there? That's an old saying, but it just fits, doesn't it? Sadly, it fits. This is about trust. Okay, so how can we use this as an example to make things better? Now, I'm quite serious when I mean that. There's one thing to just criticize about all of these things, but how do we make it better? Well, what do I always say to you? First of all, pray. Pray for Kate Brown. I mean, this is who she is. This is not good. It's not good for us. It's not good for her. It's not good for her to throw her own staff under the bus. My prediction to you won't be long, and Emily Matisar will be resigning. Or Kate will have fired her. This ain't going away, folks, and it shouldn't go away. This is about trust. Because Emily Matisar can't trust the governor not to throw her under the bus again. And this appointee, Mr. Isaac Misha Isaac, pointed to the Oregon Court of Appeals? How can you trust anything he does? Trust. It's a building block of human relationships. We want to trust the people that we vote for, especially in our system of government. Again, what's the breaking point? This is the question you can ask. Ask people who've supported Kate, but now, again, you talk about this. How can you trust somebody who throws their own staff under the bus? Tim, I want you to hang on because we're unfortunately up against the bottom of the hour break. Tim, hang on through the break. Folks, 503-589-1220 is a Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We'll get into all of this, your phone calls, and some emails from yesterday's robotics discussion. I want to remind you that Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care sells great CBD oil products that can make your life better. Because you know what? I buy my CBD from them. And I use it. And it takes away a lot of my pain from maybe some bad decisions that I made when I was a little bit younger, and I'm paying for it as I am older. CBD oil products can help you. Why don't you give them a try? Go down and talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down on South Commercial right next to Safeway. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. All right, it's 6:30. We're going to take a quick break. Back in a few minutes. Tim, hang on. Your phone calls and your emails when we come back. You're listening to Political Coffee, and I'm your host. Yeah, don't go away, I promise. It'll be worth it.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. In just a moment, we're going to talk with Tim, who's been gracious to hold over the break. Look, friends, the show today is about trust, and it really centers on this story that the governor's appointee to be the advocate for transparency in government resigns in a scathing critique of, well, how the governor wants to be the fox guarding the hen house. No independence. Everything this person was supposed to do had to be run through the governor's office. It's not what the legislature intended. So if the fox is guarding the hen house, how can you trust that? And in the story, by the way, the governor's office throws under the bus her own two lawyers. Trust. It's a basic building block of human interaction. Two things you can do here. First of all, you need to pray for Kate Brown. She needs a lot of prayer. I mean it, folks. I'm not kidding. It's hard for me to pray for this woman, but she needs a lot of prayer. The second thing is, the purpose of this show, to take the things we talk about and to use them to influence your world. Persuade the persuadable. That's what I used to say. Ask the question. If you've been a supporter of Kate Brown, where's your breaking point? How can you trust someone who throws her own employees under the bus? How can you trust someone to be honest and open and transparent when stories like this emerge, when her own employees come out and say, I'm resigning because you're not letting me be independent? How can you trust that? Let's go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Tim, how are you? Good morning, and thanks for waiting over the break.
I'm fine. I wrote a couple notes on just trust. in general, not just the governor, if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Please.
Okay. For me, trust the government or the elected officials, whether they know the effect of the statute they're working on, but also what information is available to help them make the decision. For example, the information I provided before about Oregon having 50% more revenue per capita than the average for each state in the United States. They never knew that. They don't know how an agency implements the policy for a statute, and the manager of that agency doesn't tell or doesn't provide a report on how their policy works or how it lines up with a statute they paid.
Well, doesn't that come from, seriously, though, my experience, Tim, being a legislator in dealing with bureaucracies, the bureaucrats whom you've just described that are charged with implementing the laws that the legislature passes do that by writing rules. Well, they don't work for the legislature. They work for the governor. And the governor says, yeah, the legislature just passed this and I just signed it into law, but this is how you're going to implement it. Sometimes that can change everything. Get it?
Yes, sir, it can.
But so what else about trust?
I haven't seen in my attendance at committees that those managers report to the committees on how the policy that they wrote implements a statute. I've never seen that.
And that, by the way, is one of the central themes of this resignation letter and this whole story about the governor's transparency advocate. That was one of the things that anything that she had to deal with and her and this council that put together by this legislation and her staff, anything she had to deal with that dealt with a state agency had to be run through the governor's office because they didn't want it to make the governor look bad.
That's what I had, Jeff. You answered it correctly. I liked it.
Tim, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Good. Excellent thoughts. Appreciate it. I mean, it's how it is, folks. And that's what is... I'm more than saddened about this. I mean, this is not good, friends. I'm quite serious now. I mean, it's one thing to criticize your political opponents. It's one thing to criticize the regressive totalitarian Marxists like we label them, right? But it's another thing to see the impact of what they're doing on our country, on our culture, on trust. Lee writes me an email, and if you want to send me an email, I'll do my darndest to read it on there. I've got some great ones, specifically in regards to the Kate Brown recall, but also yesterday's topic about robotics. Lee writes, trust? What is that? He says, trust is key. It is the key. We elect a person to represent our belief and point of view so we can go on with our life. Very few follow through with what they said they would do to become elected. Favoritism, hidden agendas are the norm. Sadly, the game has become lies and diversion in an attempt to bolster a few instead of the masses, the people they represent. Yes, there is a give and take, a compromise at times in business, but I can only remember one time when a politician explained why they voted in opposition for the long game, which made sense and worked. Trust in doing the right thing, hopefully, will come back in vogue for the betterment of all. Yeah, you know what I find interesting about this is Lee's right about this. This is one of the central reasons why I think Donald Trump gets reelected. And I'll tell you why. Love him or hate him, he's followed through on the things he said he would do. Now, you know, in your personal life, in your family, in your work life, the people that are hired to supervise you or elected that you work for, if they do the things they say they're going to do, or you take your kids, look at them looking at you. If you follow through on the things you say you're going to do, your kids trust you. Now, Kate, and this is one of the things in the news story here. Kate said she was going to be very transparent when she became governor after the John Kitzhaber fiasco. She's been anything but. And that's, again, these are not my words, friends. These are the editors of almost every newspaper in the state saying that. Almost every editorial board of every major newspaper in the state has hit Kate Brown at one point or the other since she became governor on being not transparent. This couldn't come at a worse time. This story about the governor's public records advocate couldn't come at a worse time for Kate. But if you're somebody out gathering signatures for flushdownkatebrown.com or the Oregon Republican Party, katebrownrecall.com, well, this is a great time. It's one of those things. You want to trust and believe. It hurts all of us. Just like it hurts your family when your kids can't trust you or your spouse can't trust you because you don't follow through. It hurts everybody, and it hurts our system of governance, which is the greatest system ever devised in mankind. It hurts it. Let's go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you think about that? Is this about trust? Is trust an issue that you can use to persuade the persuadables to do something different? Art, what do you think? Good morning.
Well, it'll definitely be interesting, Jeff, how this unfolds. Obviously, when you create laws, like you said, you do have to develop administrative rules on how the law is going to be implemented. Now, if the law states, and I'm going to have to go look, first of all, what should be included in the rules? Obviously, what the authority the governor's office has to write these rules and stuff is and should be right in the legislation. And so as this unfolds, obviously what's going on here definitely needs to be exposed. But if, and I haven't looked at the law, Jeff, I haven't looked what it says they have the authority to write the administrative rules for, but obviously if it was supposed to be separate and distinct, then the governor's lawyer jumping in there would definitely be, at the very least, unethical, if not a violation of the law, because they're making rules that may conflict against the actual state law. So as this unfolds, it's going to be very, very interesting to see.
Art, let me ask you a couple of questions here. First of all, do you think it would cause Misha Isaac, the lawyer who's primarily cited in the story as acting inappropriately, who's been appointed by Kate Brown to the Oregon Court of Appeals, do you think if someone filed, another lawyer filed, a bar complaint based on this, these actual live interviews, do you think it would hurt him? Hold on over the break. We'll talk about that. Also, do you think this hurts Kate Brown, Art? We'll be back in a moment, friends. It's 6:48. Your phone calls, Art's response to my questions. When we come back, don't go away.
Stop the car, we gotta move.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. So many great emails, and I just try to get through them all here as much as I can. I'll get back to Art and ask him to answer those two questions I posed to him before we took that break. But got a great email from Betty about the Kate Brown recall petitions. He said, today we took the recall petition to the bowling alley off Center Street where some retired PERS folks bowl. We got some static, especially from the league's president, but still came out with the sheet filled and learned who all the Democrats are. And she goes on to say, PERS was a Ponzi scheme and it should be terminated. By the way, you know who said it was a Ponzi scheme? Katie Durant, the retiring chairwoman of the Oregon Investment Council. Art, so I ask you those two questions. Do you think if somebody filed a bar complaint against Misha Isaac, whom the governor's just appointed the Oregon Court of Appeals, it would derail his appointment, number one? Number two, you think this whole sordid affair hurts Kate Brown?
Well, it very possibly could derail it because that person acting on Kate's behalf as her lawyer, doing those possible unethical things would definitely be a negative on his behalf. There is no doubt about that. And then, Jeff just can't help but hurt her when her appointee resigns because she was not, and I'm assuming that the reason she resigned is because she was not going to play these possible illegal games that Kate Brown wanted her to play.
Well, yeah, and that's really it. I mean, she has some integrity. And frankly, she viewed her office based on what legislators have told her, based on what the law says, is being fully independent from the governor's office, even though the governor hired her. Okay, now I know you got to do what the boss says, right, Art? I mean, we all get that. But still, come on now. If it's supposed to be independent, it's obvious. Why would you even stand up the office if there wasn't some independence, right, Art?
Well, absolutely. And obviously, if it was supposed to be independent, so it was open and transparent, running things through the governor's office and getting permission to do anything isn't open and transparent. And it would lead to probable cover-ups. And that, I assume, would be illegal under the law that was written and the reason it was written. And so implementing policy that is not within the law or administrative rules, whichever Kate was trying to do, goes above the scope that she was given under the law.
Right on the money. Thanks, Art. I appreciate your contribution today. That's what Art thinks. A few minutes left. If you want to weigh in, 503-589-1220 is a Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Regarding robotics yesterday, you know, this whole story about the grocers union with an initiative to limit the number of self-checkout stands because it costs jobs. The sad part is no discussion about why businesses are having to do this. Well, the reality is, and we talked about it yesterday, is that government is driving up the cost of employing people. So Lee wrote me an email about that yesterday. He said, self-checkouts, burner order kiosks, and the such are the wave of the future. With the increased automation to make life easier, we don't need the workforce we currently have. Starting jobs will be done by robots. No whining, no late to work. No, I'm sick or my dog died, so I can't work. No medical or insurance payments. Much better for the business owner. Well, yes and no. a little bit of this is tongue-in-cheek, because with automation comes problems. What happens when the computer doesn't start up right, doesn't work right? Yeah, you can never take the human out of the equation. Lee also commented on too many bills comment yesterday. Isn't adding too many bills a tactic of the left to overwhelm the decision makers, to scatter and waste their time and to move their agenda forward? What happens, and it's not just Democrats, we Republicans did it too, to be honest with you. Dwight wrote me a great email about a national story yesterday about states selling DMV info. We limited that here in Oregon, right? No, we limited it to what you and I could get. But the state still makes it available to private investigators and other people like that. Yep, they do. And they're making money from it. An interesting story about from one of our listeners who doesn't want this individual's name used, about the closing of Rockin' Rogers there on Highway 22. The folks that own that are friends of mine, and he thinks that this has partly to do with City of Salem and trying to fix the, because it's a bad interchange there, trying to get it on and off there. There's no doubt about it. I've, in conversations with the owners, it's the cost of doing business in Oregon, labor, goes back to robotics. James wrote me an email about robots again, and just imagining how many jobs in the future are going to be replaced by robots. But there's an interesting side to this. Facial recognition built into kiosk. At every point, we already know that government's using facial recognition. These are some of the unintended consequences of Democrats continuing to raise the cost of employing people. And that means restrictions, not just the costs, not just minimum wage, not just employer-funded health care, paid family leave, paid sick leave, not all that stuff, but the regulations. People, companies will resort, because they're in business to make a profit, folks. They're not in business to pay taxes to the government. That's not why you get into business, is it? Well, anyway, the consequences are things like facial recognition, like social media, like us using social media, and the government having a backdoor into our data and the things we say. And a great email from David about, he's growing weary of liberals constantly criticizing our country and wanting to change the things that made our country great. There's only, he writes, there's currently over 200 countries in the world, and I propose we set up a fund to buy one-way tickets to other countries better suited to liberal ideas for all the complainers. And he lists a number of things like Medicare for all, try Canada, Cuba, England, Western Europe, Scandinavia. Don't like private citizens owning guns? Try Mexico, China, North Korea, Cuba, or Venezuela. Don't like people holding religious beliefs? Try China or North Korea. And go on and on and on. Great emails. Great topics. Thanks for your participation today, friends. Again, take what you've heard today and use it to influence and change your world. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be too. Make it a great day and be blessed. Forward.